Blog Talk Radio.
You have tuned in to the Sports Docket with Ace Man and the Cross, the best sports radio show on Blog Talk Radio.
Coming up next on the Sports Docket, Ace Man and the Cross Review 2007. That's coming up next. Hello and welcome to episode number 26 of Ace Man the Quas. This is a special 2007 recap edition, and this is Stephen Ackerman.
And I'm Ethan Quasman, and welcome to the Sports Docket tonight here on Blog Talk Radio. You can call in via 1-646-478-5118. You can aim me during the show at Quaster06, as usual.
And you can also aim me at MetsFanatic910 at AOL.
And once again, all through the program, we will be breaking down this year in terms of sports, music, and movies. There were some great ones, some terrible ones this season, especially in the New York area. And we will get right into it here on the program.
So we got a lot to cover tonight,
Oh, yeah, we definitely
got. So, Ethan, how was your 2007 overall?
Well, as a sports fan, it wasn't much to be desired for, to tell you the truth. I mean, this year began with one Peyton Manning, with one Manning defeating the Patriots and then moving on to win a Super Bowl. And then it ended with one Manning, the younger Manning, losing to the Patriots and Tom Brady as New England came 16-0. Of course, you had the Mets collapse, which which was terrible.
Well, this year actually, it started off with a bang, as you had the I believe it was the Sugar Bowl, and what a game as Boise State, they beat Oklahoma, of course, in that thriller. And
yeah,
the game that ended with the Statue of Liberty play, I mean, they threw several trick plays in that play. That was a great game as Boise State upset Oklahoma.
That was a major upset.
The bang. So this year had everything from that to collapses, of course, with the Mets to, you know, the Florida Gators. Congratulations to them. They won national championships in both basketball and football.
Yeah, Florida team were pretty phenomenal this year.
You have trouble. You have Michael Vick and Pac-Man Jones, of course, and then you have the New York Knicks, who are in a load of trouble. I mean, Yankees, they had a crazy year as well. You know, you had Joe Torre and Alex Rodriguez and Roger Clemens.
And Andy Pettit.
And, I mean, who forget Roger Clemens?
I heard the story, Jim Leyritz, very bad story. The former, the ex-Yankee.
Jim Leyritz, ex-Yankee, he's in a lot of trouble now.
Yeah, in a lot of trouble.
I kind of want to start off the show before we get off hands here. Say congratulations to the, it kills me to say this, but congratulations to the New England Patriots. Last night, in a great game, they completed their perfect season, beating the Giants 38-35.
Yep, no question about that. The Giants, you know, they had a 12-point lead. They're up 28-16. And then a 22 unanswered by New England, the interception by Hobbs. This game was down, the Giants blew the game. But again, the Giants play with a lot of heart. Outside of the game with the Eagles, the Giants play the hardest against this Patriots football team during the season. The Giants gave him a hell of a game. Tom Coughlin's after the game, you know, the team paid for him, as they said, and they played this game. And you know what?
I was pretty happy. I was happy with the game last time because the Giants and Patriots, They both played the starters throughout the entire game. It turned out to be a very good game. There were no major injuries in the game as well, and that's huge.
Yeah, I just want to say we've opened up the team member static over there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're a little stacky. Just see what you're gonna say.
I don't know why I'm a little staticky, but yeah.
God damn, Quas.
What?
You're static. Say it. Come on.
Okay. Yeah, we've opened up the chat room over at. We opened up the chat room over at Blog Talk Radio. So again, you chat with us during the program, alongside.
You can also, of course, call in. The phone lines are open. The number is 1-646-478-5118. That's 1-646-478-5118.
Great. All right. So again, we are going to be getting into everything with the sports, the music, and movies going on into the program. Again, you can also call us at 1-6, as you said before, and you can share with us your comments as well on the year of 2007. All right. So once again, call. See me there.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, great.
So we were talking about this giant Patriot game yesterday, of course. Not just the 16-0 record for the Patriots, but also a Tom Brady breaking the single season record for touchdown passes.
50 touchdowns. Yeah, 50 touchdowns.
And then Randy Moss getting a single season record for touchdown receptions.
Yeah, 23. And then you had 589. You're on speaker there?
No, I'm not on speaker.
All right. Anyway, you had 589, and a guy over in the chat room talking about Spygate scandal, and of course the Patriots were playing in the same place where the spy scandal began.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny, you know. New England started out this season with wins in the same places.
Yeah, Giant Stadium. They started Giant Stadium and ended at Giant Stadium.
Yep, and of course you can say that arguably only four teams gave them a game this year. The Ravens gave them a hell of a game. The Colts, of course, had that halftime lead, and as well the Eagles, and of course the Giants as well. So again, it was of course a historic season by the New England Patriots. They're 16-0 perfection. Now it's on to the playoffs with New England. I assume that they're going to wait the winner. We still don't even know who's their challenger for. Or the two teams that will be challenging them going into the next round of the playoffs. We're still waiting the outcome. Of course, some big playoff scenarios.
Big tonight is, I believe, the Redskins won, right? The Redskins.
The Redskins, they crushed.
They killed Dallas, so congratulations to the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, as for all that, the Redskins went through with the passing of Sean Taylor.
Yeah, that was a major loss for them. But they got through it. Joe Gibbs led them through it, and I'll root for them next week against Seattle. I mean, I like the Redskins. They're playing Todd Collins. Where did this guy come from? I mean,
I know. Where did he come from?
Five touchdowns, no interceptions. I believe that was his stats after tonight's game. I mean, this guy just come out of nowhere.
And what a terrible game today by Minnesota, played with no heart whatsoever against the Broncos. Jay Cutler with a huge game as Denver spoils Minnesota's season.
Minnesota is done.
The game didn't matter anyway because the game didn't matter anyway because Washington already won. So, Minnesota played awful today.
But still,
Washington takes, and for the second straight season, how about this? For the second straight season, three teams in the NFC East are going to the playoffs.
Pretty amazing stuff. Once again, let's try to get some phone calls here. We'll take your phone calls at 1-646-478-5118.
Yes, we will.
It's 1-646-478-5118.
Well, we take them later on in the program. All right. Again, you can call in movies, the top songs. What was your favorite songs this year? And also, of course, for New York area, it began with the Giants and the Jets. With first-round playoff ousters, the Jets losing to the Patriots, the Giants.
There's a lot that happened in 365 days this year.
No question.
And we will get to all of it later in the show. We'll get
and, of course, we will be talking about, of course, the dominance of the Boston region.
Well, also later in the show, we will get to what we feel is the top 10 songs in music this year. and the top 10 movies this year. Once again, though, you guys as listeners, it's your show. You guys can call in and, you know, give us suggestions on what songs you think are the best.
Yes, Steven, so we're going to take a break right after this on the Sports Docket with Ace Man and LaQuasse.
The Sports Docket is not all sports. Neither is it all serious. We do get some laughs.
Keep sports a little bit here. We'll switch to the NBA a little bit. So the season just getting underway now. So do you think, we'll start with Emil this time. Think it's true or false, will the San Antonio Spurs repeat as NBA champions?
You know, I'm tempted to say false because every year you can make a case why they shouldn't, but every year they seem to be the best team. But, you know, I'm going to say probably. I'm going to say yes, they're true, they're going to repeat.
My opinion is, my prediction is I think they're going to have a down year and all of a sudden they're going to bring Evil Longoria on into the dressing room after every game. They're going to peak at the right time and win it again.
What they do.
Tony Which Parker I think we would all peak if she walked into our locker room, you know, guys?
Tony Parker is a lucky man.
I agree with that. They're my favorite team just because of that.
When you watch those games in the NBA Finals, they show more shots of Eva Longoria
yeah, exactly.
than they do with actually the
we
players.
Send something to that cameraman, am I right?
The smart man, he knows what the viewers
That's
want
right.
to watch.
Exactly.
And welcome back to the Sports Docket with Ace and LaQuasse. Just some memories.
Yeah, that was, of course, that was a funny segment there. That was a little talk about the NBA Finals with the San Antonio Spurs and Eva Longoria. And, of course, thanks to the guys at Linkin Park, Shadow of the Day, for providing
yep.
us with the song.
Yeah, thank them very much.
That was one of the good songs here in 2007, one of the hit songs.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, Linkin Park, Shadow of the Day, right there.
Linkin Park had a good year. They had three hit songs, right? They had Shadow of the Day. They also had What I've Done.
And Bleed It Out.
Which one of those may be on our list. You'll find out a little bit later in the show.
Yeah, you will find out our top 10 songs of 2007. And again, you can call in and share your comments as well on top songs, movies, and, of course, sports.
All right, should we start getting into sports topics here 10 to 1?
Yeah.
Alright, we can do that.
Yeah, we will get into that.
Okay. So, we'll start, I guess, with the number 10 most important sports topic of the year.
Yeah.
As, this, was just actually in our last little clip there.
So you'll do 10 and then we'll go right to
this. This is, the NBA champion, San Antonio Spurs, and the NHL Stanley Cup champion, Anaheim Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, another champion for Eva Longoria and co, as you heard in the clip
yeah.
over there.
And Tim Duncan, how good is that guy? I mean, he's
yeah, Tim Duncan's
first
got
a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, of course, the San Antonio Spurs, four titles in the last decade. Tony Parker's got three himself. And the Spurs, of course, they swept the Cavaliers. LJ, LeBron James, didn't hold up his side of the bargain in the finals, and the Spurs easily won that series. And the Mighty Ducks, of course, as well. The surprising Ottawa Senators, the Mighty Ducks. Well, this year not surprising, but last year I didn't expect them to go all the way. But again, the Mighty Ducks also, I believe, was in five. They took care of business.
Yeah, congratulations to the Anaheim Mighty Ducks there, as you had the two veterans, Scott Niedermeyer and Timo Solani, get Stanley Cup championships.
Yeah, for well, Niedermeyer already has plenty. The Devils, but the Timo Solani got his first in, like, as a veteran, 15 seasons. Yeah, congratulations to the Ducks. They were phenomenal. And we had a couple of Ducks guests on during that stretch. The Ducks, of course, also had to beat Detroit down that stretch, had to play San Jose as well. But the Mighty Ducks.
Speaking of hockey, just to let the listeners know, the Rangers are up 2-1 right now over Montreal Canadiens.
Okay, we got a couple of
scored again.
If you'll call on the line, please hold on. We will get to you as soon as possible. But again, we are doing the top 10 sports moments of 2007. And number 9, and this was
a little bit of trouble on number 9. We have Michael Vick, of course, with his dog fighting case. Of course, that was a big story throughout the summer. And he got convicted to, I think it was almost, 23 months in jail. And that's a classic case of a superstar there basically making some stupid decisions and throwing away his career.
Yep. And
also
Pac-Man Jones.
Yeah, Pac-Man Jones. I mean, even worse. I mean, the guy just can't stay out of a strip club. What is this? It's amazing.
That's right. I mean, and of course with Michael Vick, and that's going to continue on for a while. Will the NFL let him back in? And of course,
yeah,
it had a big effect.
Pac-Man. You know, he was even like, you know, he was so desperate to, you know, be involved in something. He actually went to wrestling for a little while this year. He actually signed a contract with TNA.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, so that hopefully that'll suit him better. But again, you know, Michael Vick. Just a shame for the NFL to have something like that happen. And also the Atlanta Falcons organization. Michael Vick was their franchise. And you know what?
I mean, how unlucky of a year can the Falcons have as a franchise? I mean, look, they have all these injuries. They have Michael Vick out for the year. And they were about to get Bill Parcells a couple of weeks ago. And then the Dolphins just came in the last minute and stole him away. I mean,
okay,
I feel bad for Arthur Blank.
Again,
you know what, well, we do have a call on the line, right?
Well,
the
caller hung up, but the caller can call back in,
right,
and we'll put you on.
Whoever you were, call back in. We'll put you on the show.
Yeah, we definitely will. Again, number 7, and no, number 8. My bad,
number 8.
Ahead of myself. Number 8. How about the issues that have gone on with the New York Knicks?
Oh,
I mean,
New York Knicks at number 8. I mean, this franchise.
Everything from tragedy to lust. Again, of course, you have the passing of Stephon Marbury's father at a basketball game.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense with this team, though, because they have the highest payroll in the NBA by at least, you know, $10, $20 million, and they're just the biggest mess. I mean, the biggest mess in New York sports, maybe the biggest mess in all of sports.
No question. We'll get back to the Knicks in one sec. We're just going to take the call. It's a 516 area code. You're on this Sports Docket special 90 minutes with Ace and on the Cloth. What's going on?
Hello?
Hello? You got to lower your radio in the back. You're getting echo.
Hello?
Hello? Caller must have hung up. And you call back in. All right. Anyway, yeah, number 8, as
we
were saying.
We don't take calls on here.
Yeah, well, you can call back in. Number 8.
We're on number 8, the New York Knicks, of course. And I don't know, when, you know, it's gotten so bad that people basically picketing outside Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With big signs, trying to get Isaiah Thomas fired, trying to get
Fire Isaiah.
It's bad.
Yeah, that's what it's been like.
It can't get any lower.
No, it is. I mean, he tries to shuffle
that
lineup.
How long can Isaiah Thomas, you know, stay on his job? It's unbelievable.
You know what? He got his 200th loss a couple of days ago as a Knicks coach. It's only been 4 years. That is just horrendous. Anyway, well, we're going to take the caller here. It's a 516 area code.
Maybe
the sports
somebody
else
this time.
Hello?
No. Hello?
Hello? All right, the caller is playing games with us. We'll get back to him later.
We're talking about, I don't know, do the Knicks even deserve our time?
Not really, especially how about today? Losing to the Bulls, another team that's down the pipe. They lost 100-83 this afternoon. So again, the Knicks just really have so many problems, so many holes. This team is going to be redone over the offseason. 8-20 right now. Let's. I guess we'll
All right, let's go down to number 7 now on our list, top 10 sports topics of the year, going down in importance. Number 7, Peyton Manning and the Colts finally getting that world, not the World Series, the Super Bowl. Peyton Manning and the Colts finally win the Super Bowl. Peyton is off the hook. The pressure is gone. Peyton Manning wins a Super Bowl.
Yes, and also Peyton Manning, he gets more Saturday Night Live appearances and more commercial ads.
I mean, yeah, Peyton Manning was missed the regular season before this year, but the Colts beat the Bears, of course, in Super Bowl 41.
Yep.
Easily 29-17. And Peyton Manning, of course, the MVP of the Super Bowl. As the Colts, they won a hard-fought AFC Championship game this year to beat New England. And, they had to come back in that game. They were 21-3 at halftime or something. Very good comeback by the Colts.
But for some reason, the Colts couldn't win Super Bowl 41.5.
But if you remember last year, nobody liked the Colts in the playoffs at all. They thought their defense was just not good enough. But with Bob Sanders, that defense really just stepped up.
Especially
greatly.
Against the Bears, no question. The Colts, of course, winning their first Super Bowl. And the Peyton Manning getting his first Super Bowl as well. Number 6, how about the Florida Gators?
The Florida Gators are doing everything this year.
They won the NCAA.
And both sports, football and basketball, they both beat Ohio State Buckeyes in both sports. So not a good year for the Buckeyes. Well, the Buckeyes still had a good year. Made the championship, but the Gators.
Well, it's a very good year for the series. It's a very good year for Florida, considering the Miami Dolphins ended this year 1-15. You had the Miami Heat. We're getting hot lately, but they're still playing terrible basketball. Of course, you had the Florida Marlins finishing last place. Devil Rays, they always stink. So, Orlando's the only really good thing down there, but they don't really play in that area. So, again, that was huge with the Gators. Winning both the NCAA titles in basketball and football. So, again, congrats to Florida.
Yeah, congrats to Gators. Of course, the NBA, the basketball went back-to-back. And then in football, of course, the BCS, it was a little bit of an issue. But when is there not an issue with the BCS? I mean, that's just, the BCS is terrible. All right, but anyway, we'll take a quick time out right now on the sports docket. We'll come back with our top 5 sports topics of the year.
Yeah, we'll be right back after this.
Hello, Mets fans. Are you looking for a show that covers the Mets inside and out? Then there's a show for you. The 7 Train Shay Mets Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Join Matt, Greg, Mike, and special guests all season long with inside analysis on games, news, rumors, the minor leagues, and more. Voice your opinion or ask a question by calling into the show. The show is on every Saturday at 1:30. For up to the latest Mets news, rumors, opinions, and show schedules, visit our website at www.7trainshay.blogspot.com. For Mets fans, by Mets fans, it's the 7 Train Shay Radio Show.
Yeah, you took me all night long. Yeah, you.
Okay, welcome back to the program. The Sports Doctor, Ace Manette and the Quas, 8:24 on a Sunday night. One day before New Year's Eve, before 2008. And we got 5 more top sports stories for you guys.
Yeah, we do have the top 5 in the sports topics during the year. We'll go through the rest of those right now, I guess.
Yeah, well, number 5 is...
Number 5 was one that we're both going to regret talking about. That
it's very close to my heart.
The New York Mets collapse.
Yeah, again, for those of you that are under a cave, let me just recap what happened.
Those of you who are in a coma.
Coma, okay, whatever, you name it. The Mets with 17 games to go, had a 7-game lead on the Philadelphia Phillies. They went into a 3-game series at Shea, got swept, and then it spiraled from there. Games against Washington, well, series against Washington and Florida, the Mets lost. Then they had a 1-game against St. Louis, against Joel Pinero, of all people. They couldn't beat him. And then, of course, they went down with 1 game to go in the season. Well, the Mets, of course, had a one-hitter by John Maine, 13-0 over the Marlins the day before. The Phillies had lost to Washington, so it was tied up with 1 game to go. And then it was at Shea, Mets and Marlins, Sunday, September 30th, my bad, September 30th. Tom Glavine, first inning, 1/3 inning, gives up 7 runs to finish your season.
Well, do you want to – well, for those of you those of you who didn't really pay attention to baseball this year, I'll give you a little taste of what the Mets collapse was like.
All right.
Oh, God. I can't hear any more of that. I can't hear any more of that. That's it. Oh, my God. Well, there's the season right there. Oh, man. Enough.
There you have it.
Yeah, that was the, it was that 7-run inning.
Was the last game of the season?
Yep, against Dontrelle Willis. The Mets couldn't get anything.
By the way, just a taste of the Mets collapse. Of course, they blew a 7-game lead with 17 to go, of course.
Yep.
Just as my world is starting to get a little bit better, the Rangers just got scored on. It's a goal for Canadians, a beautiful setup in front. It's now 2-2 in the Ranger game.
Yep, 2-2, the Rangers playing tonight. Of course, the Rangers had a very nice win against the Maple Leafs, 6-1. And again, the Rangers keeping pace with Pittsburgh as well as the Islanders in the division. Devils still in first place.
Yeah, of course. The Mets. I mean, if we were to go through that whole thing, there's not enough time. It's in one of our archive shows. If you want to listen to the Mets collapse, you can listen to the archive show.
So
we have number 4 here. The craziness of the New York Yankees. I mean, this team started off terrible this season. A lot of people thought they were going to miss the playoffs, back in May, June. And what do? They end up winning over 90 games. I mean, just what the New York Yankees always do.
Yep, they won over 90 games. They got hot in June, very hot in June. The end there, and of course, they spiraled through July and August. They were able to have the big one against Boston. Even made it as close as 3 games back. They eventually ended up taking a wild card as Detroit fell apart. The Tigers fell apart at the end there. You know, they had they rolled the heels of Alex Rodriguez, actually coming through the clutch for once. A-Rod was A-Rod. Anyway, he came through the clutch for them during the stretch. Jarvis Chamberlain had a huge contribution. His ERA was below 1 in like 50 innings pitch. He was phenomenal out of the pen. For the Yankees during the stretch. And the Yankees ended up going into the playoffs, played Cleveland, but lost in 5. And that prompted Torre to get the axe, and they brought in Joe Girardi to replace him, and now Joe Torre is going to be managing in L.A. alongside Don Mattingly, his bench coach. But again, and of course, a lot of other stories with the Yankees. Roger Clemens, was 6-6 this year, and blew up in the playoffs as well. Roger Clemens had a terrible.
I mean, yeah, the 48-year-old Roger Clemens.
I think it's 40.
Of course, yeah. He he came back and they paid him $20 million just to come back. I mean, it was definitely not worth the investment. With him getting hurt, they ended up paying over $1 million to start. I mean,
yeah.
God.
I don't know if you guys got this story, but Roger Clemens had a video on YouTube with a picture of his 300th win in the background, and he's talking about how he didn't do the steroids, how Simon McNamee's report, the Mitchell report was false, and he didn't take steroids. You got to check it out on YouTube at Roger Clemens' account. But again,
I do have another video.
What?
I mean, I do have another video here on YouTube. It's actually, you know, I think most Yankee fans will remember. This is when Roger Clemens came back. Just take a little listen here. Take a little listen.
Yeah, that was Susan Waldman right there. I see we have a call on the line right now, 516 area code, on the sports docket. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing? I just want to talk about the Red Sox.
Are you sure?
I'm a big Red Sox fan, and, you know, just want to see your opinion on the Red Sox.
Well, they're not playing right now, but,
yeah,
they had a great 2007. That's actually, it's going to be later on our countdown, the Boston Red Sox, but... You know, they had a great 2007. They had the great pitching staff with Beckett, with Matsuzaka, and with Papelbon at the end. They had the pitching. They had, of course, the hitting with Ortiz and Manny. And,
And you guys haven't stopped celebrating in Boston. So, I mean, the Red Sox, the second title in 4 years. They swept the Rockies. I was saying to people, you know, once the Rockies are going to lose one game, they're going to lose everything. And once the Rockies finally lost, Red Sox swept that series, and you know what? They have two titles in the last 4 years. The Red Sox are officially a dynasty. They've been dynasty now for a couple months. And
very impressive.
Yeah, no question. The Red Sox took their business in Colorado.
Yep.
All right, I have to go. Thanks for your time, and I'll see you later.
Thank you for the call.
For the call, yeah. That's coming up, actually, in our countdown, but yeah, the Red Sox,
we'll get to the Red Sox a little bit more later in our countdown.
Yeah.
We'll actually take our little quick break right now, and we'll get to the top three in our countdown that's involving sports, the best sports moments of the year, right after this.
Right back after this.
Hey, sports fans. Thank you for tuning into the show tonight. Be sure to check out a sponsor of this show at www.myedimedia.com. This show is advertised at this website, and you can also check out interesting sports news brought to you in an amazing, cool way at myedimedia.com. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the show tonight, sponsored by MyEDIMedia.
The Sports Docket on Blog Talk Radio with Ace Man and the Quad.
Let's go. Yeah.
New York sports and everything else.
You don't want to know what we're all about. Up in life, he just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat or the mic. He feels so unlike everybody else, alone in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know.
Hello and welcome back to the Sports Docket with Ace Man and the Quas. We hope you're enjoying our special 2007 edition. We're recapping the year in sports and music, and we'll get to movies a little bit later. Actually, we said we were going to get to 3-1 in sports. We're going to save that for a little bit later in the show, though. Right now, we're going to start with our music countdown. We did our top 10 in music as well.
Yes, and we'll start with number 10.
Well, yes, we'll start with number 10.
Yeah, of course.
As we will get to the 2007 countdown as far as music goes.
Okay, number 10 was, of course, number 10 we chose, We Fly High by Jim Jones.
Okay,
And, yeah?
Just give me a sec, Ethan.
All right, well, you got.
This is, I'll just give an update from the Rangers game. The Rangers are now down 3-2 in the second intermission of this game. As the Canadians score 2 in the last couple of minutes of the third period. As I'm trying to get the songs on the countdown here. Just give me a second, Ethan. Want to remind the listeners of our phone number?
Yeah, we're calling at 1-646-478-5118. And share your comments on top music, movies, and sports. We still have 3 top more clips that we're going to be talking about in the sports moment. And again, just to remind our listeners, people want to know about the sports docket. We started, we actually started out May 17th, 2007. When that was our first show, I did the first couple of shows solo, and then on May 19th, I'm playing this song, number 10 on the countdown. Alright, so it's.
That's We Fly High by Jim Jones.
That's it.
That's number 10 on our Ace Man of the Quest countdown for Music of the Year. Once again, just reminding you guys as listeners, you guys can call in if you'd like to request some songs that you thought were the best from this year in music as well.
Yep. And again, our number 9 on that countdown was, of course, who can ever forget, Umbrella by Rihanna, Jay-Z.
Let's hear that.
What? There it is.
Umbrella by Rihanna, that was a hit song in the summer, I guess.
Yeah, it definitely was. Of course, there's another song, Umbrella by Mandy Moore. Wasn't as good, though, but...
Yeah.
But another song by Mandy Moore. Also, number 8 on that list, you got Timbaland Old Republic's song, Apologize.
Yeah, we do.
All right, let's hear it.
Give me a sec.
Yeah, all the time you want.
Yeah, this is Apologize by Timbaland and One Republic. That was number 8 on our countdown, Apologize by Timbaland and One Republic.
Yeah.
And, that's still on the countdown actually right now. It's still a pretty top song.
Yeah, it's still a well-known song, and people still like to sing it when they go to bed every night. Anyway, that's by T-Pain, Buy You a Drink. You got a lot of people going to the
this
ball.
This is actually a song that was pretty popular towards the beginning of the 2007. I think it was popular towards January, February. Is
yep.
Why You Drank, Shorty Snappin' by T-Pain and Young Jock. That was Bayou Drank by T-Pain Young Jack.
Yeah, people in our Blog Talk Radio chat room are having a little dance party going on, so that's very nice to hear. Number six, we played a song from earlier on, Linkin Park, Bleed It Out. Big song.
Yes, Linkin Park.
Yeah, Linkin Park, Bleed It Out, number six.
Give me a sec.
Yeah, all the time you need.
Once again, just remind you, we want some phone calls here. Our number, of course, is 1-646-478-5118. This is Bleed It Out by Linkin Park.
That's it.
That was Bleed It Out, of course, number six on our countdown by Linkin Park.
Yeah, great melody there. Love the melody. Next song on the list is American Idol. He's a runner-up in American Idol in season 5. And another great song called Home, released the year after, but also Over You by Daughtry got pretty high acclaim as well.
This song is number 5 on our countdown, Over You by Chris Daughtry.
Number 5.
That was Over You, our number 5 song. That was by Daughtry.
Yes, it was.
And, well, I just want you guys know, we're taking phone calls also, but we're also taking music requests. So any song you want me to play, any song at all, as long as it's pretty clean, I can play a little clip for you during the show.
Or if you have the censored version of it.
A censored version of what?
Of the song. Doesn't matter. Oh, let me ask you a caller. We'll take a caller in the middle of our
music. I will take a caller, then we'll get back to our music countdown.
Yeah. 917 area code. You're on the sports docket. Ace Man LaCrosse. What's going on?
How you doing, E.T. Cross and the Ace Man?
Hey, Rob. What's up?
How you doing, man? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I want to talk about the Giants going to the playoffs next week.
Yeah, yes, they are. They're going to play
in Tampa. Yeah, what you got on the Giants? What do you think about them in Tampa Bay?
Well, they got some confidence now back from they – you know, played the Patriots pretty well.
No question about that. They
definitely did. I was actually watching that game last night. Hooters, that was fun. The Giants, of course, I'm surprised they played the Stars the entire game. I said that at the beginning of the show.
Well, yeah. Well, Manning played, just as well as about as anyone ever seen him play in New York.
The
first three quarters, anyway.
Yeah, that's the problem with Eli Manning. He doesn't play a full game. I think you were lucky to get three quarters out of him yesterday. One of the guys I was with yesterday, he's a Giant fan, and he usually says that you either get the first half or the second half out of Eli Manning.
Right. He usually plays well in the fourth quarter. He had no interceptions in the fourth quarter this whole year. Wait, did he throw an interception in the fourth quarter?
I believe he did
quarter?
To Ellis Hobbs. I believe he did.
Yep, he did.
Was it in the fourth quarter?
I believe it was, yeah. I think I was the one that set up the last touchdown, the Maroney touchdown.
Right, I wasn't sure if it was in the fourth quarter. That's his first interception in the fourth quarter, I'm pretty sure about that. But,
I mean, yeah, Eli, he's been quite, I mean, especially you saw that Chicago Bears game where the Giants were trailing and Eli threw the touchdown and then he led them down the field for another touchdown.
Right, right, right. He's good, like, with 2 minutes left. You saw before the first half ended, he was good, you know.
I mean,
yeah, the touchdown.
Weird.
That was sick.
The New York Giants, I mean, they're like they're a very weird team. They seem to be like the type of team that kind of plays, they play their best football when they have their backs against the wall. And, like, when they're relaxed, when they're in a good position to play and a good position to win, good position to succeed, it seems like, you know, they don't take advantage. They don't do it. I don't understand why, but it's just something with that team.
Let's hope they play well next week anyway.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, I think they will. I think, tell you the truth, I think the Giants will win next week.
Yeah, but against the Bucs, I think they have a very good chance of winning that game. I mean, I believe that Phil Simms' son going against them.
That's right. You know what it looked like, though? It looked like Fiegels was hurting. From last week.
Well, you know, but if what I was saying about the starters here, if Tom Coughlin, if he plays any of his starters in the whole entire game, and one of them gets hurt, he absolutely gets 100 questions on it today.
Addison injured in that game as well. I think he hurt his hamstring, so we got to check on that. But yeah, Madison, the Giants definitely need him against the Bucs.
Yeah, and if Webster plays against the Bucs, the Giants are not going to be in good shape on the secondary.
I don't know. The Giants need to be.
And also, the center got hurt too, right?
Kavika Mitchell got hurt too.
Really? Yeah, I mean, there's some injuries in this game. Coughlin let some players go.
Yeah, I think they'll beat Tampa Bay next week, though. I think they're a little overrated, Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I think so as well. I mean, the division stinks, so, yeah, the land of New Orleans, the division's terrible that they're in. But, again, the Giants are going to be playing as the underdog because they're going to be on the road. But I think the Giants can take care of business in Tampa Bay. I mean, with Tom Coughlin, the last 3 years, the Giants have been out the first round. So, and, again, they'll be playing against Garcia.
All right, well, do we still have the call on the line?
Garcia, who beat them twice already.
We got to get the Bucs.
Jeff Garcia is tough. I mean, he's been a little hurt. I think he got healthy, though. I don't think he played this week.
We'll see what happens. I mean, the Bucs didn't have anything to play
for. You know, it's crazy. I don't even know what the final score of the Jet game was. I know they went to overtime.
Jets won 13-10.
Yeah, of course. So they win when the draft is on the line.
You know what happened? It was weird. The Jets, they sent down Nugent, right? Edwards frees him with a timeout. So they send him out again.
The only reason why he won was because Herm Edwards was on the other side.
Yeah, right. But the kick is good, but there was a holding penalty. So they sent out Nugent again. They froze him and then with a timeout, and then they sent him out again, and the kick was good. So he went out four times and kicked it twice, and one of them
was good. I mean, I guess the good part for the Justice game, Thomas Jones looked pretty good. 25
right.
carries on 98 yards.
Well, the problem for the Jets is that they're not going to get a good draft pick.
Well, they still will. They're 4-12. I mean, they're gonna have probably top 5 picks still. But this might have knocked McFadden out the window.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, but all right. Well, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Brad, so much.
And before you leave, is there any song you want to hear by any chance?
No, you guys are playing good stuff. Keep playing it. All
right, thanks, man.
Okay, thanks for the call, man. All
right, thanks for the call.
All right, see you later, guys.
Great, off to you in school.
Well, this is a good phone call. They're asking about the Giants.
Yeah.
I think they'll win next week, but I think they're in trouble once. If they get past next week.
So yeah.
Let's just look 1 week at a time. And, the Giants, they're looking pretty good right now. They played a good game last night. That should be some good momentum going into the next game.
Yeah.
All right, Ethan, we got our top 4 songs remaining, right?
Yeah, we do have our top 4 songs remaining in the program.
I'm going to play number 4. This is...
I think we're going to take a quick break. And that'll come right back.
We'll take a quick break, and right after the break, we'll have our top 4 songs of 2007.
Yes, we will.
You're listening to Ace Man and the Quas. The phone number to call in is 1-646-478-5118. That's 1-646-478-5118. If you have a question and you would not like to come on the air, you can contact Ace Man at MetsFanatic910@AOL.com. That's MetsFanatic910. And you can contact the Quas at Quaster06@AOL.com. If you would like to advertise at this spot, please contact us at one of those 2 screen names. Now, back to the show.
Okay. Hello and welcome back to Ace Man of the Quas. We have now our top four countdown on music.
Yes, we do.
And also, just letting you guys know, if anybody is interested in advertising for us, for 2008 shows, for our future shows,
you can contact
definitely contact us, so we definitely have advertising space.
You can email us at docket@myedimedia.com, or you can email
email us at one of our two screen names, and then we'll give you some more information, but definitely, we'll take your sponsorships.
Yes, we will. We're always looking for sponsorships.
Okay, so now we're back to our countdown of our top four songs of 2007.
Yes, and what is that number, what is the number four song?
At number four, we have Thanks for the Memories by Fall Out Boy.
And that is a great song. I love their songs.
All right, this is number four, Thanks for the Memories, Fall Out Boy. That was number three, number four, actually, Thanks for the Memories by Fall Out Boy.
Yes, yes. Number three of Thanks for the Memories by Fall Out Boy. Or number four, Thanks for the Memories by Fall Out Boy. And number three in our list is...
Hey There, Delilah by the Plain White Tees.
Yeah, that's a wonderful song. Here it is.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty, yes you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you, I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the...
And there's Hey There, Delilah by the Plain White Tees.
We're getting towards our top here.
Yes,
we got, of course, at number two, we got Crank That, the Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy. Yes.
Number two, Crank That.
And number one, can we get a drum roll? A drum roll for number one. Yes, number one song, Rockstar by Nickelback.
Rockstar by Nickelback. That was Nickelback with Rockstar, number one song of 2007, according to Ace Man of the Quas.
Yes, but it's...
But if you have a number one song, you can definitely call in and give us your opinion on that.
Yes, definitely. And we are going to... Again, we
just to let you guys know, before 9 o'clock comes, our show does not end at 9 o'clock tonight. We have a special 90-minute episode of the show. So
yes.
Hang on with us till 9:30.
That's right.
Again, we'll, now we'll take another little quick break, maybe.
Yeah, we're gonna
and then after a little break here, we'll get to our top three sports stories of the year. We'll spend at least 5 minutes in each one. So we have a couple major stories from there, and then we have we'll talk about some movies and we'll take some last phone calls. I'll give you a Rangers update. We'll be right back
on the Sports Docket with Ace Man and the Quas. Sorry about that, wrong segment. Anyway, we had many bloopers this year, so it's the wrong thing. We'll be right back after this.
Bloopers.
Hey, what's going on, guys? My name is Kendrick Thomas, and I'm the host of Real Sports Talk. Make sure you tune in. It's a great show. We talk about sports. It comes on Thursdays, 10 o'clock p.m. It's a fabulous show. Make sure you tune in and call in and give your opinion.
And be sure to check out Kendrick Thomas's show at www.blogtalkradio.com/realsportstalk. Also, be sure to check out Kendrick Thomas's blog at www.fanofsports.blogspot.com.
Looking for the best hockey talk around? Look no further than Hockey Night on Long Island, the only internet talk show dedicated to the New York Islanders. Each week, host Alex and Steve will fill you in on the latest in New York Islanders hockey, feature special guests from inside the action, and take your phone calls. Be sure to check out Hockey Night on Long Island at www.hockeynightonlongisland.com. Again, that's www.hockeynightonlongisland.com. Remember, Hockey Night on Long Island is your source for hockey talk.
And also, be sure to check out their official live radio show at www.blogtalkradio.com/hockeynightonlongisland. The Sports Docket with Ace Man and the Quan. Blog Talk Radio, New York City. We have some of the best guests in town coming up next. Once again, Stephen Ackerman and Ethan Kwasman.
All right, welcome back to the program, and we did have some great guests on this year, so be sure to check out all the guests we had this year in our archives. Thank you for tuning in once again, and again, we just did a countdown of music, and I guess we'll get into movies now. There was some great...
Well, before we get into movies, let's just finish our sports here. We didn't finish the sport.
Oh, yeah. Okay, number three on this list. Of course, there were so many upsets. I mean, college football was so weird this year.
At number three, we, of course, have NCAA football. There were a ton of upsets this year.
Michigan State, that was...
Let's start in the one to calendar order. This was in the beginning of January. This is the Boise State Broncos.
Yes.
Over the Oklahoma Sooners. That was just a great game. A great game. As the Boise State used a couple of trick plays. Of course, there was the infamous the proposal. One of the players, of course, the guy proposed to the cheerleader or something, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, just a great game. They used several trick plays, Statue of Liberty, and it was just a great game. As it was an upset and the start to a great year in college football.
Yes, it was.
And then, of course, you had Appalachian State against Michigan. In Ann Arbor, that was the first week of the college football year. I mean, it's the Michigan Wolverines against a Division II school, so you expect it to be an absolute blowout. So I'll give you guys a little listen into the final couple of seconds of this game. Of course, you had the field goal. This is when Michigan attempted their field goal. Appalachian State up 34-32, trying to shock the college football world.
Well, how about Appalachian State?
I got one more from the other announcers.
Okay.
This is better.
All right, let's hear it.
1 second. Loading the file right now.
37-yard field goal. This is it. This is it right here. It's already. Snap's good. The whole
kick. Oh!
The kick is good. The Mountaineers are going to try to take it.
It's
just there. To the big house.
Just there. To the big house.
20. 15.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
There you go.
You get more ecstatic than that.
Not much better than that. It was just a great finish.
No doubt.
What a start to the season.
Wow. Wow.
And, of course, you also had another upset, arguably even bigger, as you had the Stanford Cardinal going to USC and stunned the Trojans. The final score in that game was 24-23, as there was a touchdown pass towards the end of the game. I'll actually play that for you right now.
Okay, let's hear it.
Give me a second, all right?
All right. It is.
I know, no, I can't find the audio for that. It was just video, no audio, so.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, but the Stanford Cardinal, they were 41 point underdogs. That's 41. 4-1.
Yeah.
41 point underdogs. Stunning. Now, USC, which was the number one ranked team in the nation at the time.
Yeah, bad year for Pete Carroll and USC.
Yeah, USC was expected, you know, maybe to go even all the way this year. And then they just screwed it up, so.
Yeah, they did. And also, how about Navy beating Notre Dame for the first time in, what, like 43 years? That was
incredible.
Yes, Notre Dame as well. Again, number two, of course, we got a guy called in about it earlier. I mean, how can you not acknowledge the ball?
Well, go on with you saying, I'm sorry.
Celtics. What, the 25-3 now? The Red Sox 2004 year. The Patriots 16-0. Brady with his 50 touchdown passes. Randy Moss with his 23 touchdown catches. The 589, the points record, which breaks the Vikings record in 1998. And,
Boston is just it's the sports capital of the world right now.
Yeah, there was a guy who called in. You know, he was complaining. He called to the Boston radio station. He was complaining about the Bruins' lack of offense, and so the radio show host just hung up on him. Because how can you complain in Boston right now?
You can. I mean, you have the Patriots, you have the Red Sox, and you have, of course, the Boston Celtics. We'll start with the Celtics here. I mean, the acquisition of Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen just completely turned around that organization.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Boston.
Oh my God. I mean, you want to talk about polar opposites. Look at the Celtics and look at the Knicks.
Oh, man. Actually, even more so, you want to look at the Minnesota Timberwolves in Seattle. Those teams really are...
Seattle is probably not going to be in Seattle next year. They're probably going to move.
Yeah, also, speaking of basketball, you hear about the Portland Trailblazers, 12 straight wins.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah,
of course, you had one of the dark... In the NBA this year, you also had one of the darker moments where you had the Tim Donaghy issue.
Yeah.
With the referee that was reportedly, you know, accused for betting on the basketball games that he was reffing in. And probably, you know...
That's a big problem. Man.
That's one of the sports where you can easily control who wins. You can, if you bet the over, you could, you know, do more free throws.
Yeah, why would you know so much about betting?
If you bet the under, you could, you know, not call fouls, or you could make the game move slower. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do.
Yes, no question about that.
And, you know, several of the games that he was actually in, the games went to, you know, double overtime, triple overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And they say he did bet on those games. So that was big also in the NBA. Now back to Boston dominance here. The second team in Boston, of course, the Boston Red Sox, as we had Cole mention earlier, they won the World Series for the second time in 4 years.
Yes, they did.
And, of course, they were led by Josh Beckett. He had an amazing year.
Josh,
he won Cy Young, right, didn't he?
No.
No, he didn't win Cy Young. He came in second. It was CeCe, right? CeCe Sabathia?
Yeah, Beckett came in second there. But, again, the Red Sox, you know, they had Jacoby Ellsbury, the guys like Dustin Pedroia, the young kids also contributed to their success, not just the veterans. And that's just the guys like Beckett and Chilton have been there and done that. So, again, the Red Sox with their amazing season altogether, and they're still celebrating Boston and everything that's going on.
And Boston Red Sox, yeah, they win another World Series over the, of course, the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Red Sox are becoming one of the overall most consistent, one of the best teams in baseball every single year. Starting to take over the Yankees a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and now, so we get the final Boston team, of course, the New England Patriots, who have maybe arguably had the best regular season in NFL history.
Yeah,
I mean, it's really hard to argue with that. Of course, they finished their 16-0 season yesterday.
Oh, Steven, Tom Shula had a couple of, he had a couple of comments to say in relation to Tom Shula was the coach of the Miami Dolphins team in 1972 that went all the way 17-0, won Super Bowl, won the whole thing. Of course, back in only 14 games, Don Shula had a couple of comments to say, speaking to ESPN's Berman today in relation to
the head coach, the Hall of Fame coach, man, it's won more games than anybody else. Coach Don Shula joining us live from Miami, from the stadium where the Dolphins will play the Cincinnati Bengals at the other end of the spectrum. Good morning, Coach. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, Chris, how you doing? Getting ready for a ball game here.
Yeah, I know. That's irrelevant. Well, watching the game last night, there you are sitting watching the Giants giving the Patriots all they could handle. What was it like for you watching that game, Coach?
I'll tell you, Chris, it was a real credit to the National Football League, the way that the Giants went out there to play. And it was a meaningless game to them, but they went out there with the idea of playing the best football that they could play and hopefully knocking New England out of the perfect season. And you got to give them all the credit. Eli Manning, I thought, had a great day. But in the end, it was the New England Patriots and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick at 16-0, and they burned it.
More than anything else, Coach, what have the Patriots shown you thus far? What jumps at you more than anything else?
Well, I had the opportunity to see the game in Baltimore against the Ravens and also, you know, the Philadelphia game before that. In the Colts game earlier in the year, in all three of these games, they were down. They were behind in the ball game, but they kept their poise, and then they knew that they had the confidence to make the plays when they had to make them in order to win the game at the end. And that's a real credit to the coach and to the quarterback to keep the poise and to make the plays the way that Brady makes them in a pressure-clutch situation.
Well, we've enjoyed doing this with you for years, talking just X and O it for a minute, okay, Coach? To Patriots offense, okay? Now, you look at them, and I'm not asking to XO exactly how you would try to limit them, but why is it so hard to stop for any team that's playing them with what they're throwing out there?
I just think that Brady is so good. He's back in that shotgun, and their offensive line gives him enough protection to get the ball off. And Welker, they've got a guy that was here with the Dolphins, and he's with them now. I think he's got 111 catches this year. And I just marvel at this guy, the way that they use him and get him open in pressure situations. And then, of course, they got Randy Moss on the outside, Stallworth on the other side. Chris, the amazing thing is they didn't have those three receivers a year ago. So that's a real credit to their organization and then their personnel guy, Scott Pioli.
Coach, real quick, now you go to the playoffs, they are undefeated, you were undefeated. What's the most important thing? What did you think back in 72 in the playoff mode? What changes, if anything?
Well, you got to forget about 16-0 because each game now is sudden death. And 16-0 won't mean much if they get beat in the playoffs and don't win the Super Bowl. So all of their concentration now has got to be getting through the playoffs, getting into the Super Bowl, and winning the Super Bowl. That's what's going to make it a meaningful.
And Don Shula said it all right there. Of course, Don Shula.
Yeah.
Coach of the 72 Dolphins. They actually, for the first time ever, they did not have their, their champagne, their wine, whatever.
And you're not a big fan of that 72 team.
The 72 Dolphins team was incredible, but I think this Patriot team actually outdoes them. Hard to believe.
Well, I think your dad is a big fan of that team.
Yeah, my dad's a big fan of that Dolphin team. That they weren't too impressive this year, to say the least.
Yeah.
At least they will get the first pick, though. So it's interesting because they do have a running back. They do have Ronnie Brown. I mean, you don't quite know what to see with John Beck yet, and their defense kind of getting older, but kind of still there. So it's a little tricky for the Dolphins.
And Lemon's not going to stay there either.
Cleo Lemon ain't done. They have Beck, though. They might give that guy a chance.
Okay, we'll see what it... Yeah, but anyway...
All right, well, we do have our number one topic of the year in sports coming ahead. We will do that, though, after the break. Before the break, though, I do have a clip here. This is one of the most talked-about press conferences of the year.
was after the Oklahoma State game. The football coach, Mike Gundy, went on a complete rampage. Check this out.
Let me tell you what I'm talking about to start on. Three-fourths of this is inaccurate fiction. And this article embarrasses me to be involved with that place tremendously. And that article had to have been written by a person that doesn't have a child. And has never had a child that's had their heart broken and come home upset and had to deal with the child when he is upset and kick a person when he's down. Here's all that kid did. He goes to class. He's respectful to the media. He's respectful to the public. And he's a good kid. And he's not a professional athlete, and he doesn't deserve to be kicked when he's down. If you have a child someday, you'll understand how to do. You obviously don't have a child. I do. If your child goes down the street, if somebody makes fun of him because he dropped a pass in a pickup game, or says he's fat, and he comes home crying to his mom, you understand. But you're going to have that. But someday you will. And when your child comes home, you'll understand. If you want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, you go after one that doesn't do the right thing. You don't downgrade him because he does everything right and may not play as well on Saturday. And you let us make that decision. That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. And then you want to write articles about guys that don't do things right and downgrade them, the ones that do make plays. Are you kidding me? Where are we at in society today? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me or our coaches. Write about a kid that does everything right, that's heartbroken, and then say that the coaches say he was scared. That ain't true. And then to say that we made that decision because Donovan was, because he threatened to transfer, that's not true. So get your facts straight. And I hope someday you have a child and somebody downgrades him and belittles him and you have to look him in the eye and say, you know what? It's okay. They're supposed to be mature adults, but they're really not. Who's the kid? Who's the kid here? Are you kidding me? That's all I got to say. Take me one.
All right, it sounds like something from a movie. That's so touching.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, wow, I can't believe it. Oh, my God. That sounds like a Lou Piniella or Andy Reid type.
Sounds like a mixture of everything.
Yeah.
Piniella, Bobby Knight, whatever.
Yeah, you name it. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be right back and talk a little movies with you and more sports. You know, the...
We'll take some last phone calls here in the last 15 minutes of our spectacular 2007 show. And before, you know, get off the air here, hope everybody has a happy and healthy new year. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back after this.
The sports docket is not all sports. Neither is it all serious. We do get some laughs.
Keep sports a little bit here.
All right, we're back.
Another blooper. We played that commercial already.
Yeah, apparently something was running. I don't know what happened. But anyway, yeah, we are back on the air. Sorry for that.
That was a nice little break.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, nice. Clear our throats and.
All right. Well, before we get to our movies, we do have our number one topic of the year in sports.
Yes, we do. And number one topic is.
Barry Bonds.
Yep, Barry Bonds. The indictment, the Brecker, the whole thing. He broke Hank Aaron's record.
Barry Bonds and steroids.
I believe he hit it off, was it off Mike Bacsik?
Yeah, he did it off Mike Bacsik, number 756.
For the Washington.
I guess you can say congratulations to Bonds, I guess with an asterisk.
Yeah, with a big asterisk next to that mark, number 756. I think he has 759 now. Oh, yeah, it's like 760 on it. Anyway, Barry Bonds did break the record this season. And then, of course, the indictment piled on. Eventually, he was proven not guilty, but we all know he took steroids or some flaxseed oil cream or something like that.
Oh, yeah, Bonds, I mean, his head went from like a size 7 to a size 8.5.
Yeah, and of course, related to Bonds is the Mitchell Report. Guys like Paulo Duca turned up. Roger Clemens, who keeps denying it. Andy Pettit, who admitted he used HGH. Of course, the big players involved in New York. 22 players from the Yankees organization, 17 from the Mets, including...
Well, mostly ex-Mets, so nobody really on the 40-man roster for the Mets except for Scott Schoenweiss.
Schoenweiss, we knew about it anyway. And because Paulo Duca is accused of using it, but a big host of those players were on the Yankee 2000 team, Chuck Knoblauch, Jose Canseco, Pettit, a couple other guys.
Yeah, a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people also mentioned that in the 2003 investigation in front of the grand jury.
Yes, that as well.
You know, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire.
Yeah, again, and of course, Brian McNamee, Kirk Radomski, the two
but
big guys involved.
Steroids is definitely the biggest story of the year in sports. It's basically all you hear about right now.
Yeah,
you got to find out who's doing it cleanly, who's not doing it cleanly. You know, who's getting the edge and who's earning it, you know. You know, anything these guys can do to get an edge, they do it.
Yep.
A lot of these young players, they don't realize what steroids can do to you later in life.
No, and
definitely hurt you.
It's a very sad thing in the sport. And, you know, hopefully the baseball, Bud Selig will sit down and, you know, these guys will clear up this scandal because it really tarnishes the game, especially the young kids who, you know, now have to think that all these games are tainted. You know, they go to the game and they don't realize how much the steroids add to, you know, not only to the bat, but also to, like, a pitcher. Now you throw a fastball, not at 95 miles an hour, but, you know, can get it into the triple digits and can get it more in the strike zone.
What a lot of people don't realize is not really only the big guys who do it. It's the guys in the minor leagues who try to, you know, get to the major leagues. And it's the guys who are on the bench who are trying to become starters. It's not only the great players who do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Joe McEwens of the world that are doing it, too.
Exactly. I mean, the Wilson Delgados.
Yeah. the Chris Woodward.
These
I mean,
crazy, you know, prospects. They're all, you know, taking roids and just not... It's not doing it cleanly. It's just not right, you know.
It has their body as well, so...
It's putting foreign substances into your body. Substances.
That's right.
So, yeah, there you have. That's our top 10 sports topics of the year. So, I mean, 2007 was a great year.
Yep.
Let's hope 2008 is even better.
No question.
Ace Man of the Cross will definitely be better in 2008.
Yes, we will.
You know, we're definitely not perfect. We could always improve on what we do.
Yeah, we got a new intro as well. We're going to have a lot of big guests coming up in 2008.
A lot of big guests. Hopefully, maybe a lot of guests in sports, but more entertainment towards the second half of the year.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of great guests coming up towards the new season of the Sports Docket. Again, Stephen, of course, we only talked about some movies in our program.
If we do have any callers by any chance, you can just call in. We got 10 minutes left. This is our final show of the year 2007. We hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, talking about all these big sports topics during the year. It was a great year in sports.
Yeah, it was a great year for music. Well, not really a great year in sports. I mean, this is the year you want to go away. I mean, look, especially this New York
Great year in sports, but just for my team, it's not a great year.
Yeah, well, a great year. Yeah, a great year in sports.
I mean, the Jets did make the playoffs in the 2006-2007 year. The Rangers made the playoffs as well this year for me, but the Mets just total disappointment, and the Knicks don't even exist.
Yep.
Before we end the show, time to go to some movies here. So the top movies of 2007.
Yeah, well, one of my favorites, of course, we'll start with number 10. Let's go through the list. Harry Potter. and The Order of Phoenix. That's the fourth movie, J.K. Rowling, Daniel Radcliffe, Emma
Watson. Yeah, the book was a hit series, and they made it into a movie.
Very nice. Number 9, you got American Gangster.
Man, it's supposed to be very good. I didn't see it yet, but heard it's very good. One of the top movies of the year.
Pirates of the Caribbean, always good with Johnny Depp, number 8.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, Transformers. That's cool. That's a cool movie.
Yeah, cool movie. Cool movie. A lot of special effects, a lot of cool stuff in there.
6, Blades of Glory.
It's pretty funny, the skating movie.
Number 5.
The guy from Napoleon Dynamite. It was funny.
Number 5, The Sea of Happiness, you have with Will Smith. Also Will Smith and I Am Legend, but that didn't get too good ratings.
It didn't get on the list, not quite.
No. So you have The Sea of Happiness with Will Smith. Number 4, I actually have a little clip for. Of course, you guys know about
Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, Spider-Man 3 with, a lot of people watch it for Kirsten Dunst. But, of course, it's always a great action movie. And I guess I'll have a little bit of a look at Spider-Man 3, which came out in the middle of this year. It came out, I think, during the summer, I believe. It was a big hit.
This is Spider-Man 3. Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst.
Yep. Hold on one sec. Hold on. Let me read
that. Right, Ethan's getting the audio for that. Once again, I'd like to thank our listeners for joining in tonight.
Thank you again for tuning in.
And now an exclusive first look at scenes from
Spider-Man. Okay, here's a look at Spider-Man 3.
Spider-Man 3.
You know what?
Hmm.
I'd like to stay on stage for the rest of my life with you in the first row.
I'll be in there.
You love it.
I love you. I love you so much. I always have.
Just try to imagine in your mind what's going on right now.
Please, what is this?
It's MJ. I'm going to ask her to marry me.
Yes.
I hope you've considered a proper proposal. Your uncle had it all planned. He took me to the beach one Sunday. Oh, he was a knockout in his bathing suit. And I didn't look too bad myself. We were very good swimmers. And it was a beautiful day, and he said, let's swim to the island. Not the island. He found a perfect spot by an old tree. And we lay down and looked up at the sky. And then he said, close your eyes, man.
Harry, I knew this was coming, Pete. Listen to me. I didn't kill your father. He was trying to kill me.
Again, there's all the good stuff. You got a little romance going on. You got...
Yep, yeah, you do.
Action. You got, finally, after three seasons, or three episodes, three movies... Spider-Man, Mary, Mary Jane, there you got it. Number 3, of course, this was getting high raves. This was especially Dunkin' Donuts liked this movie a lot. The Simpsons movie.
Yeah, Simpsons movie, like another episode, very funny, very funny, very funny stuff.
How about Knocked Up, did you see that?
I love that movie, I saw that, and that was very funny.
Will Ferrell, I think?
No, not Will Ferrell. The new guy. He's a good actor, though. It was a good movie. I recommend it.
Okay. How was Superbad rated R? How was that?
Superbad was very good. Definitely, if you like, you know, if you saw movies like A 40-Year-Old Virgin, you definitely like Superbad. You definitely got to see that.
Yes. And there's that movie?
That was rated R, best movie of 2007, Superbad. basically, if you're in high school and you're looking, you know, to get some, go watch that movie.
Nice way to sum it up there.
Nice way to sum it up. But no, it was a good movie. Good movie. Very funny. Very funny.
Yeah, so again, we have 4 minutes left. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to reach and a record-breaking show, no question about that. Our 26th episode. And again, you know, we basically...
Well, thank everybody who helped us this year right behind the glass, John.
John, yeah, he helped us out earlier on.
We'd like to thank all our guests who came on during the year, right?
Yeah, we had great guests at Mark Hill.
It was better in 2007 than I thought it was going to be. It was pretty smooth. I like doing the show. Very fun. And hopefully we'll get some, we'll make the show 100 times better next year.
Yes, we will. Well, let me tell you what's going to be happening going on into 08. A lot of things to look forward to. You got the very, last week had a great NHL roundtable. You got the very...
Yeah, exactly. We had some NHL roundtables. We had, of course, you know, Matt Cerrone.
Yeah,
from Matt. From Mets blog. We had several bloggers, several hockey guys, several football guys.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of...
We, of course, had the armchair GM rapid fire. We'll get that segment back going.
Yes, we will. And we're going to get a lot of other things going on.
Also, guys, just to let you know, probably our next show, which will either be Thursday night or Sunday night, it will be a show basically... It will be basically just to preview the NFL playoffs. We'll do like an hour special on the NFL playoffs.
And
that should be definitely a good show. We'll have, you know, our picks, who we think is going to come out of the AFC, who we think is going to come out of the NFC. We'll also pick our Super Bowl teams and our Super Bowl winner.
Yeah, Tennessee right now, leading Indiana, 7-3. I believe it's Indianapolis, 7-3 in the second quarter.
Tennessee Titans, if they win that game, they're in. If the Titans lose, then the Cleveland Browns are in.
Yeah, and of course, Cleveland Browns could end with the same record as Steelers, because Steelers lost to Baltimore today.
And just to give everybody, before we leave, a little Rangers update, if anyone's still listening, the Rangers just tied the game late third period, 3:39 left. Chris Drury was his 10th of the year. Rangers 3, Montreal 3 at the Garden. They have 3:19 left in that game.
Yes. And again, the Rangers, of course, in a jam-packed division, the Atlantic Division. How about the Detroit Red Wings? They're going into...
Hockey, they've had a very good year on the ice, and we're looking forward to more hockey, more football, and hopefully 2008 will bring the New York Mets a World Championship.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh, my. Wouldn't that be something? Well, thank you guys for listening to our final show of 2007. We're going to end it on a little clip. This is a clip from our first show.
Yeah, just so people know, once again, they can tune into our program.
Well, what's the date on the show, by any chance?
Date of the show, double check that for you. Again, the date of the show is from May, I believe it's from May 28th.
May 28th, wow, long time ago.
Yes.
Still in 10th grade.
Well, we're still when we play. I might be wrong. On the May 28th, we started off actually on May 17th. And we went from there, so that was really cool.
All right, let's hear the clip.
Yeah, it's our first show ever, so check it out. That's what you think.
Blog Talk Radio.
Coming up next is Sport Talk with Ace and Emma Sloss. They discuss the Subway Series.
Yo.
Hello and welcome to Sports Talk with Aceman and the Quas. You're listening live on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Ethan?
What's going on, Stephen? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good after...
I'm doing great. You know, look at the Empire State Building tonight. Look at Manhattan. It's going to be blue and orange. That's a great sight, you know?
Of course, for any Mets.
Yeah.
And of course, the Mets today win their second straight against the Yankees, and it's good to be king.
Yes, it's very good to be king of New York. Today, well, it started out as a blowout game, but it got close to the end, but the Mets nailed them down.
Of course, the Yankees made it interesting, but at the end, they had no chance.
Well, the Yankees, not playing very good this season, but with their high-potent offense, they're never out of the game. But, yeah, they showed today, they showed good resiliency. Down 8-2, come back, make it 8-6, you know, and the Mets scored two runs off the error by Cano. They make it 10-6. Yankees make a close game, but Mets hold on 10-7.
How about Johnny Damon giving the Mets a home run today?
Yeah, nice assist on the right shot in the field.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Yeah.
And
very nice.
What's up with the Yankees and David Wright? They treated him like Barry Bonds today.
Yeah, I know. Three intentional walks. I couldn't really believe it. I wanted see him get a shot at the third home run, but, you know, the Yankees, too chicken to let him do that, you know?
And it's only a two-game sample, but Andy Chavez seems to own the Yankees.
Oh, well, Andy, he owns everyone, you know.
He had four hits today, and, of course, yesterday with the two-run homer in the fifth of Andy Pettit,
yeah.
He gave the Yankees a 3-2 victory. So, obviously, right now...
Well, you know, to all the listeners out there, this is our first show, so... bear with us. We're going to do the best we can. Call in at 646-478-5188.
Or you can also IM us at, via an AIM client at Quaster06. That's KWASSSSSTER06. And you can send your comments on the Mets Yankee series or anything sports.
Please don't instant message me.
And of course, today, Delgado, I think he drove around with a double, so he's. Seems to be coming out a little bit.
Yeah, Delgado, we'll see. I mean, it seems like every hit right now, he hits to the right side. He's trying to pull everything. Everything's a ground ball, so, you know. I mean, he needs a couple of, you know, key hits to get out of the funk, you know. Thursday, he had a key hit with the big 5-run ninth inning comeback.
Yep, no doubt.
Yeah.
And what about Glavin? He's off to a great start this year, 5-1 with ERA just a little bit above 3.
Yeah, Glavin, seems like every pitcher on the Mets off to a great start this year, except for Scott Schoenweiss.
Yeah.
Got lit up today, again.
Wow, I mean...
Yeah, I know.
The show, what's the ERA? It's like at 7 now.
ERA, well, last week it was just under 3, now it's in the 7 range, so, you know, he really got pounded the last time out against Chicago and against the Yankees today, so...
And also, I remember he gave up a... oh, yeah, gave the whole one to the Cubs, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Oh, also, remember the Atlanta game to Renteria, that 3-run bomb.
Oh, yeah, I mean... I mean, yeah, he's been let up this year, you know, and that was a 9-6 game. The Mets blew that one.
Yes. Well, once again, everybody, it's our first show. We're glad you're joining us. I don't know if you heard my first two shows.
I heard parts of them.
I sounded like Chris Ruth under a chipmunk imitation.
Oh, boy.
That's annoying.
Well, yeah, definitely. Well, a lot of things happened in baseball today. I'll get you caught up on some of the scores. In Chicago, the other inner-city series, the Cubs beat the White Sox 11-6.